to the Mike Caltas Show on 102.5 The Bone.
This would be a good Funko Pop to have. The Cure. It's the Mike Caltas Show. This is 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you guys.
A 102.5 The Bone?
Nope.
Just a regular bone?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, I'm going to save it because I know we got to do open letter.
Okay.
Let's do open letter.
Is it all of us or more specific to one of us?
I think it's all of you.
Hmm. Interesting.
I think it's all of you.
All right.
7. It's 8:33. It's a little bit late, but ladies and gentlemen, we have for you a brand new open letter from Calvin.
And now, an open letter from Calvin.
This is an open letter to activities that require certain clothing. Dear activities that require certain clothing. Seriously? So there's a lot of different activities that require certain clothing, like running. You wear comfortable shoes, shorts, and a t-shirt if it's warm, or sweatpants and stuff if it's cold. For football, you wear a helmet and pads so you don't get hurt. And for swimming, you wear one of the, as little as possible to cut down on drag. These all make sense to me. But some outfits don't make that much sense. Every time I've ever played basketball, I've worn shorts and a t-shirt. But all the pros, all the way down to junior high level, they all wear tank tops to play. Why? Did someone along the way say, you know what this sport needs? More armpits. If we're going to put this on TV, we should be able to see more of these freakishly tall giants' armpits. You can wear a football jersey or wear a baseball hat if you're a fan. But what if someone just wore a helmet around? Or what if someone wore, as Gronk likes to call them, football pants? You'd think they were nuts. You can wear a golf shirt. You can wear a baseball jersey. But try wearing a swim cap. See how fast someone calls you Aquaman and then beats the crap out of you. Tennis is weird because tennis you wear all white. In fact, that actually used to be a rule for tennis, was to wear all white. Which I think stems from really, really, really racist people.
Yeah.
Not only are black people not allowed in our country club, but we're going to play a game where you wear all white. And if the ball goes outside one of those white lines, that's bad. In fact, you'll lose a point. Very racist. In fact, back in the 90s, Andre Agassi actually boycotted Wimbledon because he wanted to wear his fancy neon clothes, and they were mad at him and wouldn't let him do it. Although, nobody had a problem with him wearing a wig, I guess. So go ahead and wear a NASCAR fire suit or polo pants. Go to dinner wearing a bobsled spandex suit. Or enjoy a nice walk wearing a wrestling singlet. Because who cares if you get Baker-acted and lose your job? Not me. I'm Galvin from the Mike Calta Show, and this has been an open letter to activities that require certain clothing.
Yeah. You know what I always thought was the weirdest of that was cooks. Why do cooks have to wear that elaborate thing?
And why it used to always be white. You know, now they wear different colors and stuff. They'll wear black.
You're cooking. It's messy.
You would think, yeah. I mean, is that to show, oh, look how hard I'm working. Look at all this sauce and stuff I got on me. I never understood that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either, but it also seems like in a job where you should be wearing the least amount of, because you're going to be so hot. Like, you see Butter wearing that ninja headband because he didn't want to sweat into your food.
Yeah.
So, they would think that they would make it, like, the lightest. Like, they'd give you some sort of dry-fit chef outfit to wear, but instead they put that burlap, long, old-school, foreign detective coat on you, and they make you wear that.
Oh. Yeah, that's kind of like police outfits, how they used to be. Now you see a lot more where they're more kind of SWAT team looking, where they have, but like, think about that. You're wearing dress shoes. Now go catch that guy.
Yeah.
And
you know why they don't change that? Because of public perception.
Yeah.
Like, I would want my police to look a lot like the military does now.
Right.
Where they look very functional and they're wearing like, uh, Like, I would definitely put them in some Lululemon type outfit where they can be free. You know, they have free range of motion, and they and I'd have them in the most comfortable sneaker type shoes. And I would put them in things that are comfortable
you
to wear.
You see a lot of, like, the canine guys will have those, like, the pants, the baggy kind of military pants with the boots and that. So, like, that looks like it's a lot more comfortable and you could do stuff with
it. But why? But my thing is, like, I understand the military boots because normally, you know, they're walking in forests and, you know, different climates and stuff like that. But, like, the police officers, they don't need to wear boots. And I feel like
they also don't need to wear sombreros either. And they have them, the Florida Highway Patrol has to wear those stupid hats that they wear.
But let me tell you this. Put on a pair of boots, like the combat boots like that, you want to kick ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta,
You feel like you feel like you could really take some stuff.
But I would also feel like a clown if I put that hat on.
The big Florida Highway Patrol one?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I don't understand what that
Or even the big, you know, Robin Zander hat.
Yeah.
The cruise captain hat that they wear.
My police uniform has a FlexFit baseball hat.
Uh-huh.
And it's optional.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear it if you don't want to. It's got a flex fit. It's a black flex fit with a star on the front, and it says police across the back, so they know that you're dealing with a police officer.
You know what else my police wear? Face paint.
Oh, just not face paint, or mine just wear the under eye stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Or do like the camouflage.
By the way, that's the most adorable thing. Before I left for the Super Bowl, I went to go say goodbye to my daughter, and I opened the door in a bedroom, and I looked up, and she had two lines drawn under her eyes. She did it with Sharpie, which wasn't the smartest thing, but she had two little football lines, and I thought that's the cutest.
You went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know if I talked about it enough, but
what'd you take, a Mercedes Sprinter?
Now I feel like you're mocking me. Now I feel like you're just trying to make me feel bad about enjoying my life that I worked so hard to get.
So, bone pick now or bone pick later?
Bone pick now.
Bone pick now.
And I need you to all have open minds on this, okay?
All right, opening up.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So, let me finish before you all pile on top of me. Mm. Don't you me. You don't even know what I'm going to say.
She's already filming it, I can tell you that.
What?
Rat. C-blocking rat.
Oh, my God.
I worked long and hard over the Christmas vacation to analyze and pick the people that I wanted to put in my death pool for this year. And one of my long shot, guaranteed to make me win picks was Kellyanne Conway's daughter, Claudia, who had achieved some fame last year because of her TikTok videos of her recording her mother, a presidential advisor, and her mother calling the cops. She made the news several times, and she became popular. And she was famous, and I say famous because she became as famous, if not more famous, than other TikTokers. Charli D'Amelio is somebody we'd all agree is famous because she became famous on TikTok because she just does these stupid dances with her fists. She looks like Doctor Strange trying to open a portal all the time. Now, Kellyanne Conway's daughter became famous on TikTok for recording Kellyanne Conway, and she was involved in several police phone calls that made the news, and I picked her for my long shot, and you guys shot me down, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
And you reason for that was what?
Her mother is famous, mm-hmm. not her. And she's famous because of her mother. Without her mother, she's not famous.
That's okay, because without John F. Kennedy, none of the other Kennedys are famous, but yet they're all famous.
So I made a big argument that Trump's brother was not famous enough.
Right.
Yeah, plus we gave you Ben Stern. Like, come on.
Who's that?
He's very famous.
He's listed on IMDb. He's super famous.
So he was Spanish.
That might be the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Galvin.
No, really, what he said was the lowest scumbag.
don't ruin it.
Also listed.
Don't ruin it.
Listen to me.
Hold on, everybody, listen. Go ahead.
What?
The house. How's falling your sister?
What did I do to you?
You're laughing at me with your witch laugh.
Well.
Anyway, there is a news story today that Claudia Conway has now auditioned for American Idol, and they're teasing it in the trailer for the new American Idol season.
That is correct.
If she was not famous, they wouldn't be able to use her to tease an upcoming season of a show.
All right, well, let me point out a few things. One, I still don't think, like, she's famous. Like, listen to what I'm saying. She is well-known to a lot of people of a certain age. She is not well-known to a lot of people of another age.
Question, so, what age is that?
Let me finish.
Well, I'm asking, what age is that?
Younger.
And I disagree. I bet more older people know her because she makes the news more.
But also, that's what American Idol is going for, is that age group. So they're saying her because she's TikTok famous, and then, you know, and then that's what they're trying to kind of bring in together. Oh, TikTok people will know her, so let's show this dummy on
and
there.
And you would have to, and if you're going with the American Idol thing, you'd have to say that the first Asian who they made fun of really bad, who couldn't, like, sing a one word, whoa, like, then he's famous.
William Hung, and yes, he is famous. Is William Hung famous?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would say so.
And yeah, he was a phenomenon, though. Mm-hmm. He was everywhere.
Carmen didn't know his name, but, yeah, but she knows Kellyanne Conway's daughter's name.
Just like Susan Boyle.
Hold on, listen. And I'm not even lying right now. Nobody say her name. I'm going to try and see if I can remember what her name is. Carly?
No.
Carmen, do you know? Don't say it, but do you know or no?
Yeah.
You do know. Spanish, do you know her name?
The girl that we're talking about right now? Yes. Yes, I do.
All right.
Gio, do you know it?
Yes.
Gio just read the news.
Do you know what planet you're on?
No. What? What are we doing?
What is her name, Spanish?
Claudia.
That is correct.
Claudia. I was close.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were close and everybody else knew it.
Because you just said
okay.
It.
Okay. Oh, so what should we? You want to vote again?
I want to be able to take her on my list.
Yeah. Did we have to vote on it?
Okay. All right. We'll start with Spanish.
I would vote yes because of this news story. She's.
Then we'll go to Carmen.
I still vote no.
You want to know why I hate you? Gio.
I mean, wouldn't it have to be an emergency pick at this point?
No.
So you just get an extra pick?
Excuse me, we're just voting on whether or not she could be famous
or
not.
Famous? Yes.
Galvin.
No.
How dare you? You have no integrity.
No.
You have no integrity.
No.
I would say that there are people that are currently on other lists who are
less famous.
That people have already even gotten points for.
Yeah.
Point them out.
Cecily, what are the woman?
Cecily Tyson? Are you kidding me?
Is that Mike Tyson's mother?
Oh, I would say
a certain generation, the opposite generation, would know who that is. But I didn't know who that was before it was picked. And I had to Google it, and I said, okay, it's famous. But
Cecily Tyson's one of the most famous black actresses ever. Just because you're racist doesn't mean that other people don't know it.
Gio's definitely
this is
right.
Some lady's daughter that's, you know, filming her yell at her husband or whatever.
He's not some lady's daughter. This is a very prominent political advisor to the previous president who has not only been on TV, but has been parodied on Saturday Night Live for the last 3 years.
All right, we haven't finished voting yet.
Who's left?
Pap
and Tony Burr. Tony.
Well, Tony doesn't matter. He just...
No.
We only go to Tony if it's a tie.
All right, so Pap.
I vote yes. I voted yes the first time.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. So Spanish and Joe say yes. Carmen and Galvin say no, and Gio says yes. Therefore, making her...
No, we got to talk to Tony.
No, Tony's only in the event of a tiebreaker. He's not a tie maker.
It's four against two right now.
No. Mike doesn't count.
Of course I do.
No, whenever we vote. No.
If you vote, you can't
vote
on
worst.
Your own pick.
You can vote for yourself.
Tony just texted me and he said, I voted yes last time and voting yes again.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to text him and just make sure.
No, that's legit. Yeah, I'm looking right at it. No lies.
Yeah.
Integrity of the game. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because you all have integrity.
I could screenshot it.
Oh, yeah.
Sending it to you in a screenshot form.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, what do we do now? First of all, I want an apology.
From who?
From you.
Good luck.
I mean,
no, I want an apology from you for giving away your J.J. Abrams Funko Pop.
About you. Sure. Give it away. If the trash man counts, then I give it away.
Oh, my God.
You threw it out?
No, he wanted it, so I gave it to him.
I'm not buying you any more gifts.
I think it'd have to be an emergency pick, though.
No, who are you going to have? And you were going to pick her, and we said no, and then you pick somebody else if you want to do that.
Right, I think what I should do is I should go through my list, take somebody off, and put her on.
And then we all get to do that, too.
No, because I got screwed. I got screwed last night.
I mean, the vote was the vote at the time. That the integrity of the vote has to stand.
Right, just because other news broke since then doesn't change the original vote.
I just emailed Brohande and I picked her as up an emergency pick.
Oh, wow.
That would be hilarious. I would, I don't know, maybe we should ask the commissioner how he wants to handle that.
Yeah. Listen, you want to pick her up? You think she's going to die? I say go for it. Go ahead and who do you want to remove?
I want her as my one of my original picks.
Right, too. Right. And who do you want to remove? One of your, I'm fine with that.
I have to go over my list.
I say she's not famous, but if you want to pick her, go ahead. I think that you have a way better chance of any of these people on your list that are original picks dying than her. So you want to shoot yourself in the foot? Go ahead.
I'd rather shoot you in the face. Is that possible?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll put my face by your foot. I can see it. It's on camera.
You're welcome. All right. Well, at least.
So just now, who do you want to pick, Carmen? Do you want to pick anyone else or no?
No. Well, whatever.
We're switching
around.
And
we're just changing rules as we play.
I'd like to go through my list and alter.
Go ahead, Gio. That's fine. I'm going to pick the drummer from King's X.
What's King's X?
What is King's X?
From what king from what country?
X. X marks the spot where they're kings.
I would like to take Leon Spinks off of Spanish's list and add it to mine.
Nope, can't do it. Wait, what?
Is that allowed?
We're just making up rules. Why not?
Yeah. All right, how about this? Wow. How about this?
You
about
voted that? Yes, Gio.
How
you hear this, Michael? You're Brutus.
This. I don't put her on the list. I just have it knowing in my heart that I was right and you guys were wrong.
It's funny that those two voted no when they were in studio, not facing Mike, and now that they're sitting across the table from him, their votes changes.
All new things have come to light, man. She's on American Idol. That makes her famous.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
There's thousands of people that have voted.
Yeah.
People know who she is going into it.
Listen to me. Name all the people on American Idol, Spanish.
The judges?
Dan Marino. All the people that have ever been on American Idol.
Yeah, that's not the same argument.
I didn't vote for Mike to get her. I voted that she is famous.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
I don't think Mike should have her, though.
Because of one story that changes.
It's not a story. Well, it's a mainstream show. Yeah.
I do see her in the news a lot.
Okay. I'm fine with it. If you want to take her and take somebody else off as an original pick, that's fine. By me, if everybody else is, okay, whatever.
I think if we're going to do that, Joe, are you all right?
I'm all right.
If we got to do that, then I think we should get Tony on the line.
Well, Tony
needs to be a part.
Well, he's here. Spanish, welcome Tony to the show. How you like that?
Hello, Tony.
Okay. Oh, are you some sort of...
good morning. I said yes last time. I said yes again. But I think, Mike, we have to go back and find out what round were you trying to pick her in. And you can only replace her with someone from that round and forward. You can't go back. You can't just pick anyone off your list. You're going to have to go. So if you picked her in the seventh round, you could replace her with 7 through 12.
That seems like a lot of work. I got to be honest with you, Tony. I'm looking at his list, and everyone on there has a better chance of dying than she does. So I'm totally
she
fine.
Was a long shopping point getter.
Yeah, okay. I am not arguing. Go ahead and put her on there.
She could easily commit suicide at any point, but you picked, that was the late round pick, Mike. That was like one of your last picks that you tried to get in. So I think that it's important to know when you tried to get her.
Well, it can't get any later than it is now.
No, I know, but if you're gonna put her back on your list, you can't go back and suddenly reevaluate your entire list and say, I'm going to replace this person or this person.
So, Tony, do you want me to send you the audio so you can listen to the hour's worth to find out exactly when he tried to pick her?
Trying to get out of doing more work again.
No, I'm
typical
just like...
Typical Carmen.
No, I'm just saying, if we're going to let him put it on, then
I'm a golfer now. I can't
do
work.
We'll send you the 7 shows where we pick people and you can find out which one.
It was broken up into a lot of different segments.
Surely you took notes.
Carmen, you are a terrible human being. That was so aggressive.
I'm not. You're trying.
Accurate.
No. If we're going to let him take him, let him take him.
I did not suggest this thing and have Carmen go through all the audio tape. I'm just saying what you're actually technically supposed to do. You can't go back and reevaluate all the other picks.
All right, but listen, that's going to be so much work and to try and find that. What I'm saying is, does anybody care if he takes somebody off and puts her on? I don't. Let's go ahead and vote. Does anybody else care?
I don't.
You don't care, so he can do it. Okay, Spanish, what do you think?
She doesn't want to go do the work.
Spanish, what do you think?
I don't care. I don't think she's going to do it.
Gio, what do you think?
I care.
Tony, what do you think?
What, Carmen?
Then Gio can listen to it.
I don't care, but I don't think...
All right, so Tony doesn't care. Pap, it doesn't matter. No offense, but the vote doesn't matter anymore. So gavel it. Mike, go ahead and pull somebody off. You have... we want to put a timer on it. Let's say tomorrow by the end of the show. You can look over your stuff and whoever you want to pull off and put her on. If she dies in the meantime, you do not get the points until you pull somebody off.
In the meantime?
Mm-hmm. In the meantime.
Mike, you could do it right now, couldn't you? Look at your list.
I could.
All right.
There's no reason to wait.
Okay. I was giving him
time so he doesn't cry about another thing.
I will take off Biz Markie.
How convenient.
Why? I will take off the Biz, and I will go with Claudia Conway.
By the way, hold on. So the Commissioner of Death is weighing in on this.
Says, is it the real one or the fake one?
Yeah, should I call him?
Brohande says, I don't think he should get the repick. At the time of the draft, it was determined that she was not a celebrity. This opens up a can of worms that you can't put back together. So I asked him, are you ruling no? He said he is ruling no. So the commissioner, who is in charge of it, has ruled no.
You got commished. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just got commished.
I will protest his ruling.
That's fine.
And we take it to Dom.
Take it to Dom,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Setting precedent.
All right, so as it stands, nobody's list has changed. It is under protest, but if she dies, she dies.
If she dies, she dies.
That's right.
Can we get Dom on the phone?
Sure. Carmen, you want to give him a call? Here, I'll lock in Tony.
Now, we should do this in a nameless way so that we don't... Everybody's like,
yeah, and we don't even have to argue the point whether she's famous or not. Say at the time a person was picked who was deemed not famous by the rest of the group.
Not the rest. A split decision.
Okay. It was voted and the vote was no, that she was not famous.
I would say she became more famous through the course of between then and now.
Sure. And I don't know. How do you want to put, who do you want to tell, Dom?
I should tell him.
Oh, boy.
Do you think Dom knows this person?
No. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Ah, you said no.
I meant, I thought you were saying, do you think he knows the situation?
You said no. Spanish things, that's hilarious.
That was so good.
Such a bird.
Just laughing Mike's face.
It was so good. Oh.
Okay. Go check my furniture.
I will. Maybe I need some help out there.
Let me take a break. We'll get a hold of Dom when we come back.
Okay.
All right. It's the Mike Calta Show. We'll continue this. I want this done today. We'll do it next. It's the Mike Calta Show on 102.